Millions of shillings will be used to facilitate tea directors' elections in the 54 smallholder tea factories. It has been established that each of the factories will be parting with between Rs 1.2 million and Rs 3.5 million to cater for the cost of the polls. More than 680,000 tea growers will participate on June 28. The expenditure per factory has raised eyebrows, with local farmers describing the exercise as an expensive affair. Already, the 700 directorship candidates have been cleared to run, each paying Rs 10,000 to their respective factories as agreed in the settlement consent. The candidates say in the past election the cost of presiding the polls, factories budgeted for between Rs 100,000 and Rs 150,000 per electoral zone. A factory has 6 electoral areas, as the County Times managed to establish what some of the factories will pay to facilitate the election. Induti Rs 1.2 million, Kanyenya Ini Rs 1.2 million, Gatunguru Rs 2.5 million, Akumbi Rs 2.1 million, Makamboki Rs 3.5 million, Gacharage Rs 2,088,000, and Gathambo Rs 2.5 million. Peter Karanja Maturi, in Kirinyaga Indima, Kangaita Rs 2.25 million, Kamunya Rs 2.5 million, and Thumaita Rs 2.3 million. The directors' candidates question the hefty fees to preside election in the factories, as campaign mood spreads across the tea-growing belts. Makamboki factory will be paying the highest amount of Rs 3.5 million, Injunu SHSH 2.1 million, Kiru Rs 2.3 million, Ingere Rs 2.5 million, and Manunga Rs 2.5 million. The contestants in the poll are the current directors, the former and the youth professionals, majority with managerial skills. More than 700 candidates are aiming for the available 324 director positions in the 54 factories that are splashing goodies to the tea growers. KTDA chairman Enos Injeru says the election will be competitive, pleading with the growers to elect the team that perfected the tea reforms. A lot of money will be spent in the election, but I'm confident that the growers will elect the team that has perfected the reforms and increased the price of green leaf shot up from Rs 16 to Rs 25 per kilogram in 3 years, said Injeru. Vice chairman at Makomoki Tea Factory Mr. Mwangi Mbote said the cost of the election was too high, but they will have to abide by the settlement agreement. The factories will pay the cost of the election, and we have a bill of Rs 3.5 million, said Mbote. Kiru Tea Factory chairman Chege Kurundi says the farmers will pay Rs 2.3 million, as the electoral body will hire vehicles to transport the polling clerks and electoral materials to the polling centers, among other logistics. Mr. Enos Injeru: in the past the same election used to cost the factory not more than Rs 600,000, the chairman said. At the Gacharage factory, chairman Wilfred Karau said the cost of running the election was an expensive venture. He said there was a need for IEBC to itemize the budget to ensure transparency in the utilization of farmers' resources. For clarity, the budget should be itemized to ensure there is utmost transparency in the spending of the farmers' resources, said Karau. Vice chairman at Akumbi Gerald Ngumba said the cost issues should be revisited to ensure the cost will be manageable. The amount charged per factory has been exaggerated, as the farmers demand a breakdown on the expenses to ensure transparency, said Ngumba. Chairman of the Tea Growers Association in Aberdare and Mount Kenya region, Wambugu Gachinji, said although millions of shillings will be used, the farmers are duty-bound to elect those with a track record in the industry. Outcry that existed has been reduced after the directors moved closer to the farmers in the buying center meetings, said Mr. Wambugu. Joe Mahugu.